Okay, now we've got B in Texas who's dealing with a drainage issue, I guess. What's going on, B?
My mother and I live in a retirement village. We've got small lots. We had a sunroom built on the back of the house, and they put in a couple of grate boxes with 4-inch pipes going out. We had a rain. The rain came into the back of the room. We had someone come out, and they put in French drains for us. We had another rain. We got flooded again. They came back out and extended the French drain and put another drain that tied in the 5 downspouts between our house and the neighbor's house. We've had a third rain, and we're at a loss now on what to do. We've had 2 proposals, and my question to you is, which proposal do you think would be the best one? The first proposal is from the same gentleman that has been doing the French drains that have not worked, and he says we need to put in a dry riverbed behind the sunroom and down part of the side of the house. The second proposal is by a new contractor, and he is suggesting a channel drain with catch boxes.
And where is he going to drop the water once he collects it?
There will be one pipe that will go out the back of the sunroom. There'll be one that will go down the side of the sunroom. They will be at 90-degree angles.
Okay. But once we carry that water off beyond the sunroom, where is it going to end up?
It goes under the sidewalk and out to the street.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's the idea I like. I think contractor A is basically suggesting something we call a dry well, which is essentially a hole with stone in it. And, that has it's like a small retaining pond.
And that water still has to go somewhere.
Yeah. And theoretically, it sits there and fills up and then slowly goes back to the water table. But if you can get it around the house and out to the street, I think that's your best chance of success.
Okay. That's what I needed to know.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.